Welcome to this podcast for Miatric Systems. Today's podcast is an interview with Trevor Clear, Director of Information Services at Mercy Medical Center in Canton, Ohio. In this podcast, Trevor explains how he is using Miatric Systems Meaningful Use Manager on a mobile device and how this is helping the hospital track compliance of meaningful use objectives. I understand that you are utilizing Meaningful Use Manager on your iPad. Can you tell us a little about this and how it helps in your daily work?
Many Mercy Medical Center caregivers are interested in mobility, and I promote its use. When we set off to implement CPOE and exceed the requirements of meaningful use, numerous committees were formed with physician chairs and physician co-chairs. These committees are also comprised of a diverse set of hospital staff with numerous responsibilities. The mobility of the dashboard has helped to present the objectives of and to these various committees. It has the additional benefit of promoting the mobile abilities of our systems to caregivers.
How does using Meaningful Use Manager on the iPad increase efficiency within your hospital?
While not truly intended for organizational or enterprise use, tablets and smartphones are what very many people are accustomed to in their personal lives. As such, we are very good at using them. Working with familiar tools simply inherits efficiency. Any work I can securely take off of a clinically needed workstation indirectly helps patient care.
What key Meaningful Use Manager features do you use most on the iPad?
Principally, I use the documentation tabs of the Meaningful Use Manager. Recently, with some recent updates to Meaningful Use Manager, the flexibility or the ease of the reporting with the radio buttons has become more and more useful, especially since we've become more adept at using Meaningful Use Manager and more adept at collecting the information. We also use the date range selection quite a bit to change our view of our existing data, meeting or exceeding or not meeting meaningful use requirements from 1 day to 1 week, 1 month to 1 quarter, looking back or looking forward to see what has changed and what needs to be changed.
Thank you for your time today, Trevor, and for sharing with us how you are using Meaningful Use Manager to track your compliance with meaningful use. For our listeners, if you're interested in learning more about Meaningful Use Manager, please visit us at iatric.com or email us at info@iatric.com. Thank you.